Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight. Now we have to tell if it's worth the fight.
Hello and welcome to a Wednesday edition of Wiki Conversation. I'm back. It's been a while. I've been so busy, so I apologize. But thank you so much for tuning in. I've been busier than one I'm paying for hanging with social problems. One of my coworkers used to say that. Whatever it means, I have no idea, but hey. Oh yes, folks, I want to remind you that in California, you have a ban on gasoline-powered cars in 2035. But don't worry, folks. Days after they do that, don't. Charge your cars, folks. Don't charge your cars. That'd be nice calling into your boss work. Yeah, I won't be able to come into work today because I'm not allowed to charge my electric car and it's the battery's dead, so I can't come in. Bye, Kurt. There's like one police station or whatever, like police force that's supposed to be getting all electric cars. Oh, Lord. And that don't make sense. So, like, Greta Thunberg, she's kind of, like, sticking her back, like, remember me? Hello. I want to be relevant. You weren't relevant. No one cared about you. Go. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. We only had 55 people shot in Chicago during Labor Day weekend. It's okay. Only 55. Yeah, they try to spew numbers and all kinds of stuff because you got Jennifer Lawrence saying that the number one killer of children in the U.S. is guns, and it's not right. It's so misleading. It's like in 6 years, they've only had 692 shootings with ghost guns. Sounds like a lot, but they make it sound like it's way worse. Like ghost guns are like the biggest problem in the whole wide world. We don't want any shootings with guns except for if it's some guy trying to mass murder people and someone takes them out. But it's kind of funny how facts have their way of coming back to haunt them. So like all the times when Bill Clinton said we need to make America great again and Democrats loved it, but now these same Democrats are like, well, America was never great. Well, that's not what Bill Clinton was saying. They're busting all these like illegals up to like Texas, from Texas up to like D.C. and all this stuff. It's not a border crisis, but in D.C., it's ended up like 4 busloads. We need to get the National Guard involved. We don't know what to do. Oh, I'm going to get into so much. But don't forget your verse of the day.
My name is Wendy Palau with the Luis Palau Association here in Portland, Oregon. And our verse of the day is Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I love this verse. It reveals God's capacity to take the sin and shame of the world on himself, our sin, your sin, my sin. Many people might say to me, Wendy, I don't need to be saved. What do I need to be saved from? If we're truly honest with ourselves, my friends, we all know we need to be rescued from the guilt and shame of things we've done, things that maybe only we know about, healed from things that have even been done to us, things that cause havoc in our lives. We need to be saved from the ultimate consequences of our failures, which is eternal separation from God. Our humanness will tell us that to be saved, I need to work harder and strive to make God happy. But here is the beauty of this verse. What is required to be saved? Number one, confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord. Say it out loud. Agree with what God says about Jesus, that he is God and he is Savior. And number two, believe in our hearts that God raised Jesus from the dead. What a miracle. The resurrection is the evidence of God's power and authority to save us. He is powerful enough to save you and I.
Think about that as you're going through your day-to-day. Romans 10:9. If you openly declare that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that Jesus raised him from the dead, you will be saved. You know, I heard a story, and it's a story. It's in a famous movie about two farmers that desperately needed rain. Both of them prayed for rain, but only one went out and prepared his fields. Who do you think trusted God to send the rain? Well, the one who prepared his fields. Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it. You know, so many people, like, we're doing NSS for a church, and, like, some people get frustrated, like, don't worry. Just pray. Just be faithful, and God will come through. It's on his timeline, not yours. So many people want things to happen on their timeline, or they want to, well, why not heal? Well, you know, Jesus spit into dirt and made mud and put it over a blind guy's eyes and said, go over to that river and wash it off. He gave him something he had to do. He didn't say, let me touch your eyes and you're healed. He gave him something he had to do. He had to do something. When he did that, washed the mud off, he was healed. And so many people in this day and age, and if you need help paying off your student loans, maybe you need to find a different line of work. You know, you never hear about someone that's been HVAC certified or someone that's a real journeyman plumber or electrician or a pipe fitter that's, can you help pay me? Yeah, most of those jobs, you can become a plumber, an electrician, and you work with someone and they show you the trade and during the day, and then at night you go take classes. And in 5 years, you get a real journeyman certificate and you're a certified electrician when you pass all your tests and everything. Not today. I need help with my college loans because I got a degree in gender studies. I need to, and there's no need for that because I need to get a degree in non-binary studies now because, and so it's like all these, it's like my sister, and I said this before in the program, and she went to the bank. Oh, yeah, free health care, free health care, free health. And she's like to the bank teller, what do you mean? Who's paying for all this free health care? Paying? Yeah, who's paying for this? Oh, I never thought of it like that. Let me get this straight. So the government's paying for this health care? Oh, yeah. The government's paying for this on student loans? Yeah, you're the government. You're the one paying the taxes. Like that My Son Hunter movie. If that was about Trump Jr., that would be in every movie theater 24/7. They'd shut down movie theaters and only have that movie theater movie showing. They would have every celebrity at the premiere, except for like good ones, you know, like John Schneider and Scott Baio and Kirk Cameron, you know, celebrities. But they'd be shoving it down your throats because it's about Hunter Biden, you know. It's amazing how all these liberals come out and say, well, America was never great, this and that. Well, that's not what Bill Clinton was saying when there are tons of videos of him saying that, yeah, we're going to make America great again through my policies. It's funny how, oh, it's wrong to spend under a Republican, but then when the Democrat's in office, it's spend, 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 spend. I mean, don't worry, folks. We're going to make the earth better by banning gas-powered cars and by 2035 in California. Oh, but right now, the electric grid's so bad, only 3% of the cars are electric, but don't worry, folks. They're having widespread blackouts because people don't charge your car. Yeah, we know you don't want, yeah, we know we're against the gas-powered cars, but then, at the same time, the electric car is powered 95% by coal, natural gas, fossil fuels. All these things are trying to ban. So when you have places that ban the use of clean coal and natural gas and fossil fuels to produce electricity, well, it's 95% of where the electricity comes from these electric cars. So now I mean, in France, they're actually having to turn a coal plant back on this winter because they're not going to be able to produce enough electricity with all this clean energy. Yeah, we've got to get that wind turbine going that's loaded with fossil fuels to help grease up the stuff, you know. They have, I call them fossil fuels, but it's like a fossil, it's like a petroleum oil, you know. They got to lube the parts up with all this oil and stuff. Don't worry, folks. It's clean energy. It's clean energy. Yeah, that's where they got, it's clean energy because that's where they got their money in their pocketbooks. They call it green energy because they're making green off of it. They're making dinero off of it. If it wasn't making them profit, if they weren't cashing in, let me tell you, they wouldn't be in it. Sort of like medicine. Follow the science, follow the money. Like all those politicians right before they did the lockdown that sold billions of dollars of airline stock right before the stocks would plummet. Gee, that's insider trading, but don't think it's okay if you're a politician, you know. You know, you can commit murder if you're a Democrat, but if you're a conservative, Lord help you. You better account for every penny because they're going to come after you. Yeah, just like all those IRS agents that they're hiring. Oh, yeah, all those politicians are exempt from it. Gee, I wonder why. Yeah, Obamacare is so great. That's why the government doesn't have to use it. The politicians don't have to use it. No, they don't. Mm-mm, not today. But don't worry, folks. Everything's going to be better. There's not going to be any NBA games on election night, so you can vote for this great democracy, which we're not. A democracy is having two wolves and a sheep, and they're voting on what to eat for dinner. Yeah, I think the two wolves are going to vote to eat the sheep. Sorry. It's an equal playing field. Everyone got one vote. It's called equality, folks. Everyone got one vote. But when there's two wolves and one sheep, and they're voting what to eat, I don't think the sheep's going to be doing a lot of eating. Murray had a little lamb, but now it was fed to the two wolves. That's a democracy for you. Remember, what is North Korea? Yeah, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the DPRK. The Democratic. Yeah. Who's in charge? The dear leader. And when he dies, someone in the family. And if you're in a meeting and you're sleeping, they'll probably take you out and execute you. You no sleep while we have meeting. You sleep, you kill. You do something wrong, you get put in a re-education work camp. You do, your kids do, your parents do, your grandparents, anyone that's related to you alive gets thrown into the camp. That's a democracy. It's the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. What a great place. What we need to do is take all these socialist college kids and have them live in a socialist country. Have them sit there, walk up, have them get that coupon or whatever, and then walk up. Okay, I haven't eaten in 4 days, but I don't need toothpaste. That's the item. I got toothpaste. I don't need toothpaste, dude. Got toothpaste. And then there's someone that's willing to risk his life because he's so hungry and needs the dang toothpaste. Don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. Because the thing we're dealing with here is the significance of the passage of time. Because when you got that passage of time, it's the significance of time that we got a passage through to understand the passage of it. So that's the significance of the time this passage is. Folks. The people, and people support these people in D.C. People support these people in Washington. Lord, help you. Thank God you got someone like Rob Schneider that's come out and saying, sorry, folks, my kids, my future is more important. Because I saw an interview with him on the Glenn Beck program, and he's like, they were doing a skit, like an opening with, like, Hillary Clinton. And it was, like, a skit where this lady was playing Hillary Clinton. And he's like, where's the joke? Like, where's the punchline? And kind of, like, what they were showing was, this is, like, what Hillary Clinton was doing and this and that, what was going on was real. This is not a joke. This, you know, like, they were basically taking a political stand. They weren't making fun of one side or the other. They were like, we stand, this is, you know, it's, we're not a Johnny Carson anymore. We're not going to make fun of everybody. I would love to see SNL in a day where they make fun of Joe Biden, but they make fun of Trump, and they make fun of Nancy Pelosi and Ted Cruz, and they joke about everybody, and it's a way to get away. It's a political indoctrination. And he goes, oh, and they can't go back. And then he goes, you take any of the late night talk show hosts, and you can interchange them. You could put a Jon Stewart in for a Stephen Colbert, vice versa, any of them. Whoever they've been, and nothing would change. At least, like, during 9/11, Jon Stewart came out and said, hey, Trump's done more for these people. I don't really care for the guy, but hey, he's done more for the 9/11 people than anyone else. You know, at least he kind of came. But you take any of those late night show hosts, and you can put them in anyone can take anyone's spot, and it's identical. It's political indoctrination in a late night talk show. And when you're someone that just wants to get away, that was the whole point of Johnny Carson, to laugh, to get away from it all. You know, there's times where, you know, I'm the man with the mic, you know, but there's times where I want to be with my wife. I want to be alone, you know. You know, you got 55 people shot over the weekend in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Do you think she cares? She don't care. You think she's going to get shot at? No, she wants to ban guns, but then be protected by the same guns she's banning from you. But it's okay. Don't worry, folks. She's married to a white woman, but don't worry, folks. It's okay, because guess what, folks? I don't want to talk to white reporters. I'd love to interview her. No, I'm actually a Hasidic Jew. I got like 40% of me. Hey. You know, sort of like Jennifer Lewis. She pushes gun control after making tens of millions of dollars on films. You know, using firearms. I mean, it's like when these people are against guns, but then they have, like, bodyguards fully loaded around them. They better not come up to me. I'd be like, excuse me? I'd go up and start threatening them. I'd say, you better step back, buddy. Excuse me, sir? What the heck is he doing with guns? You don't support guns? I'd be like, yeah, why are you working for someone that doesn't support guns when you're carrying guns? It's like Nancy Pelosi and not wanting a wall, but then has one around her mansion, you know. Don't worry, folks. Donald Trump's, what's funny is, they'll say that, you know, Donald Trump's earned the money he's made. He's worked hard to get where he is. These politicians, oh, Nancy Pelosi, yeah, where did she get her millions? Let's talk about, you know, when you got like Hillary Clinton talk about income inequality, she's got like $12,000 suits on, look like you went to Big Lots and got like a couple rugs and sewed them together, and there you go, Louis Vuitton. I mean, someone needs to really tell her she looks hideous in some of the stuff she wears, so she better be getting it at the Forever 21 store. You know, Democrats are in complete control of California, but they can't even deliver water and electricity. That should say something. Chicago is a crap hole. But don't worry, folks. Just look at Chicago. They have very high gun control laws. Violence is out of control in New York. And guess what? They're trying to ban law-abiding citizens from having guns. Yet we need to take law-abiding citizens' guns away to stop criminals from killing people. Makes a whole lot of sense. But there are people that believe that. Well, yeah, I agree with that, man. We need to take away law-abiding citizens' guns so that criminals won't have them. Yeah. Yeah, banned cocaine, and it's in here by the hundreds of kilos. So I don't want to talk about it. So. Back when I was in high school, you could get cocaine or any of that stuff a lot easier than you could alcohol, because you actually had to go into a store and try to look like you're 21, and they may card you. If you don't got ID, because I remember back in my day, they had like a, if you had like a red background, you're under 21. If it is blue, and there are people that got their picture taken with the blue background accidentally, and like, oh, cool. But they would still want to see, that was back when it was like laminated ID. Now they have like barcodes and stuff that you just scan, they can bring up anything. That's the problem, you know, so many people want digital currency. Screw money. Yeah, digital currency. Yeah. Sort of like that digital thermostat, that smart thermostat where they can control and tell you what you can and cannot do. You can turn your heat up or down from anywhere. Just use the smartphone and connect it to your smart thermometer. Oh, blackouts, and trust me, they'll just shut off your electricity. If you try to turn your air on when you're not supposed to, don't worry. Oh, unless you're like someone special and you know, unless you're like a hierarchy person that's in the regime, you know, and you might be able to, you got lots of money, you might be able to bribe your way to get air back on in your place. It's okay, folks, don't worry. It's okay. All these people and all this smart crap that can be so easily controlled. I actually went to one, I remember I was like, well, we need to get rid of the penny and round up. I'm like, what? Why do people think like that? Like, because then they'll make everything $1, 51 cents. That way you have to round up 4 cents. They're not going to sit there and make it. They're not going to do a 55. They're not going to have stuff end in 55 or a 5 or a 0, so you don't have to round up or down. They're gonna have it in a 6, end in a 6 or a 1. That way you have to round up 4 cents. I'm like, why not round down? Because then I'll do every purchase separately. That way, that's the retardedness is. You know, let's round up. I want to have a digital currency. I'm like, I actually asked this person, I said, how in the heck can you put money aside for a rainy day? How can you take money if there's no paper currency and it's only digital? How can you take money out of that digital account and put it? How do you take money? How can you have money in your physical possession under the tape? Like, okay, I put $5 under my bed every day. I'm like, you know how you have that jar and you put your change in there at the end of the day? Who knew that change I got after breaking a couple bucks at the end of the month, I can buy quality life insurance. Who knew? Really? Yeah. You mean the change that's in my drawer, Harold? I can get life insurance. Yes, that's right. After you go to the restaurant and you break a $5 bill, that change that's in your pocket, put that in your thing, and by the end of the month, you can buy quality life insurance. Is this term life insurance? No, this is quality life insurance, $35,000. Yeah. You buy a sandwich for $4. 10 cents and you take that 90 cents and you throw it, or you have some change left over, some bills, and you stash it away for a rainy day, or you look in a pair of pants you haven't worn for a while and you find $10. Woohoo! Yeah, it was yours anyways, but you didn't know you had it. Cool, I can put half a gallon of gas in. Just wait till it's all digital and you don't have a way to take money out of that account. and store it for a rainy day. And, oh, yeah, you owe a bill. They'll just, yep, and they get a certain permission. They'll just be able to take money out of your account. Oh, yeah, you owe this hospital money. So they just cleaned your account out. That's why you don't have electricity. Your check bounced. But don't worry, folks. It's in the bias of safety. Yeah, a digital currency is going to be safer for your kids. And anything the government wants to do that's in the bias of safety. We need to ban guns and in bias of safety. We need to protect the children. Yeah. Why don't we protect our children? Why don't we have them in second and third grade? Why don't we have a gun specialist in there and show them, this is a gun. This can fire. This can kill. Show them how to load it and unload it, and how to clean it, and how to properly handle it if you come upon one. Unless you're in Miami or South Central or a democratically controlled area, you probably tell the guy what to do. No, man, you're doing it all wrong, dog. Let me show you, man. This is what's up. How you do it, man. And you'd be showing that. You know, you have like a cop. I'm here to talk to you third graders about the dangers of drugs. Man, that's not real meth. Trust me, I know I deal in that crap, man. Man, put that fake stuff away, man. You want the real stuff? You want kids to see what it really is like? Sad to say it, but, you know, that's just what we live in. Hello, folks. Yes, I'm your kindergarten teacher, and today, yes, I'm not a Mr. or Mrs. I'm just kind of I'm a thing, whatever, you know. I'm going to teach you kids how to put on a condom, okay? Because you need to know how to use that, because when I get done with you, there's an actual, like, person that's looking at 15 years for raping a student, a 15-year-old, and he's looking at jail time, and he was, like, nominee for Teacher of the Year. What's going on in this world? I mean, I remember a Mr. Rogers episode where he goes, you know, if you're ever in doubt, go to an adult, go to a parent, go to a teacher, who knows? But it's okay, folks. Everything we're doing is in the fires of safety. Folks, electric cars are going to save our kids. Come on. Buy an electric car so we can ban the very electricity that's used to run the electric cars. Yes, 95% of electric cars are run on natural gas, fossil fuels, and coal. We need to shut all that down. Then when we have rolling blackouts, and we're going to have to eat crow, and yeah, we're going to have to turn the coal plant back on. Sorry, folks. And then they'll try to make up some excuse that because the Republicans did not want enough. We didn't get enough solar panels and wind turbines built because the Republicans stopped it. That's why. If they wouldn't have gotten in the greedy way, them and those coal oil tycoons. That's what they'll do. And then they'll try to make some bullcrap up. Like, if we would have had the proper number of trust me, wind and solar are not the future of electricity in this country, folks. Until we get a real viable option, coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels are what are going to, and we have so much oil in this. We have more oil under America than we do in Saudi Arabia. Don't worry, folks. Just so you know, Mount St. Helens did more damage than all the cars have on planet Earth. Just got just about 30 minutes left in the program, folks. Thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of them. I really hope you do, folks. Like Abraham Lincoln said, if you have a dog with four legs and you consider a tail a leg, how many legs does the dog have? Well, five. And Abraham Lincoln looked at him and goes, nope. just because you call a tail a leg doesn't make it a leg. It still has four. You know, so many people here, well, it's a leg because you called it a leg. No, it's a tail. You can call it whatever you want to. You can call yourself whatever you want to. I'm not going to play your games, you know, and that's what gets me. Everything's in the visor of safety. Don't worry, folks. We're gonna ban guns. Well, this identifies as a automatic hole punch. Yes, sir. It'll put a hole in paper like you won't believe. Yes, sir. I can take up to 200 pieces of paper and in 3 shots, I got a hole punched. There you go. Now put it in the binder. Yes, folks, it's not a gun. It's a hole punch. It's a multifunctional hole punch and child predator remover all in one. It stops crime, too. But that's what they try to do, folks. They want to ban everything and then devise their safety. Well, we need to save the planet. We need to push an electric car that runs on the very fuels of the very electricity sources that they got to, well, we need to ban coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels, but then we're going to expect you to buy cars that run off of that electricity. Well, no, not anymore, because they don't want that anymore. So now you got to find another way to produce electricity for your car, because what? My electric car runs on electricity. Well, what produces the electricity? Coal, natural gas, and fossil fuels. You're, oh yeah, that's right. You got one of those college degrees that you have to have someone pay it back because it obviously isn't working enough. Yeah, I mean, making enough. Yeah, that non-binary gender studies. It's not a non-binary gender study because gender, it's just non-binary because I don't identify as a gender because gender would assume if you look at cannabis, there's a male plant and a female plant. One produces seeds, one doesn't. Yes, even in the plant kingdom, there are male and female species. Yes. God knows what he's doing, folks. He don't make mistakes. Love it. We have some sort of, purpley flower thing that my wife grew, and we got tons of bees getting pollinating. I think God knows what he's doing. Oh, yes. It's like, I don't know if you've heard about this. There's a GOP, a led GOP-sponsored media cartel bill that, I mean, they do this anyways, like MSNBC and all these liberal state-run media outlets are in cahoots with Facebook and all this stuff. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg even said, well, FBI came to me and we need to, censor this and this and this and this. I mean, that's the one question I always get asked. I'm like, because that's the hardest thing. When it's in black and white, and people still don't believe you. And where is this story? My buddy shared this. Yes. This kind of ties into this whole thing I was talking about. Man tries driving his EV through Montana, plugs in for 10 hours and only gets a 20% charge. Don't worry, folks. You know, But it's okay, folks. It's in the. We got to save the planet. We got to save the world. Well, you know, or as Kathy Griffin says, you know, there's going to be a civil war if you elect Republicans in November. I mean, but heck, I mean, she don't do anything. I mean, like she cares. She's one of those people that would have 20 people around her fully armed with assault rifles. Yeah, we need to ban assault rifles except for the ones that are used to protect me. All these bloody liberals that like monkey see, monkey do. That's right, folks. That's right, folks. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. You just need to ban Fox News. Oh, the FBI. Oh, it's see, we need to support your FBI because they raided Trump. But yeah, we need to ban the police. We need to ban the police, folks. It's funny how these liberal leftists wanna try to in the guise of safety ban guns. When every place that has gun control heavily has the most violence. They have democratically controlled areas that are run down, but they try to blame Republicans when no Republican has anything to do with it. They're fascists, but then they say, oh, Republicans are mad because Biden is calling you out as fascist when you're the fascist. You know, folks, the red coats were people in Nazi Germany that were censoring the people who tried to stop Hitler. Just think about it in the history. These people that are like in the media and all these liberals are sort of like the red coats that are trying to stop us from getting Hitler to power. We're trying to stop Hitler. Well, we're like the people with the pieces of paper that say Cuba C, Castro no, and we're going to get put in jail, and we're the ones being called fascists because we don't want to be controlled by a dictator. I want freedom. They want to take away my freedom. That's all Facebook is. These are opinion checkers. If we don't like your opinion, we're going to censor your opinion. These are just random thoughts in my head, and you cannot ban them. So whatever, if I got to change every day what I call, like, I care. But then just look at all the people that have gone silent over the MAGA movement. You know, I've been called everything under the sun. You can call me whatever you want to. I stand for freedom. What do you have to fear of a law-abiding citizen with a gun? Unless you come and try to threaten my life. Mitch McConnell. You can't make this stuff up. They've had so many people on the site to get the My Son Hunter movie that they had, like, people want to see this stuff. People are done with this woke. They want to see the truth. And I put it like this. If it's not like a Ronald Reagan, Walter Mondale red wave in November, then you need to be, you know, there are places where these like anti-American liberal people like Trump hates America, and if you hate Trump, if you like America, you know, I mean, Trump wants to make America great again, you know, I mean, they'll they'll make up all kind of crap. They'll be like the most anti-American. They'll want to take away your freedoms and everything, and they'll win. And it makes no sense. But then there are people that actually support stuff like that. It's amazing. You know, I mean, if you don't like America, then you should support Joe Biden. If you hate this country, if you hate freedom, if you want the government to control every aspect of your life, down to every penny, to where, okay, like, if they don't like something you said, they freeze your bank account. Oh, yeah, just wait till your bank account and stuff's all connected to, wait till you have a chip in you, and they control and they run your life, and they know exactly where you are. And if you say something wrong, and it's recorded through your chip. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yep, we're freezing his bank account. Yep. When does he have to have the electricity to do before they shut it off? Okay. And they'll make sure you can't use your bank account until then. Oh, it's a digital currency. Don't worry, it's in the Pfizer safety. Anything look in your history. Anytime they've ever done in any country, anywhere in the world, anything in the Pfizer safety, don't worry, folks. Just more money. Just bow down to the kings and queens. They'll protect you and take care of you. Yeah. Yeah, they'll have 24-karat gold, four nines fine gold plates with lobster and filet mignon and champagne, and you'll be lucky if you can find a rat to eat. Until you finally said, okay, I'm tired of eating cockroaches and rats, and they're having billion-dollar dinners on, I mean, okay, yeah, I'm stuffed, man. I can't have any more lobster. Okay, yep, and then, oh, yeah, it's called the French Revolution. Yeah, know your history. People don't care. Not winning. Where'd Hillary Clinton get her millions? Where did Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Harry Reid, where'd they get all their millions of dollars? They're in the public sector making 100-some thousand a year. Oh, don't care. It's like they have blinders on. Well, Trump isn't talking about giving me free college. Yeah, you can have free college. I'll give you free college. You get a good degree that gives you a good job, you can pay for it. Folks, we're going to solve everything. I'm just going to become president. Okay, the minimum wage is going to be $200. I saw a thing where they did something like that, where they said, like, okay, let's make everyone filthy rich and let's do the minimum wage at $100 an hour. And, like, when they did all the math, like, when everything worked itself out, what would the equivalent pay be? And it would be like six, seven bucks. It wouldn't go up. Because, okay, if you got to pay, imagine how much a burger would cost if you have to pay the employee $100 an hour. See, people look at it as a $5 foot long from Subway making $100 an hour. They don't think of it as, okay, well, how much is that Subway sub going to be if minimum wage is $75 an hour? They don't think of it like that. They just think of, they just look at the dollar per hour times the prices of now. Not, okay, well, not like $10 for buying something. Well, your price is going to vary. If you have to spend $10 for this item, if you want to make a profit, you got to sell it for more than $10. But if it's a $2 item, you can sell it for $10 and make $8. You know? But if it's, they look at, well, I'm going to make $100 an hour. Cha-ching. Because I've seen people like, you know, I want to move out to California. I heard they pay like $24 an hour at Subway. Yeah, go out there. a one-bedroom studio apartment is like $2,500. And it's not like what you're thinking. It's not like posh. It's like, okay, yeah, you got to step over a guy. People sleeping in the hallways. Hey, there you go. Because it's a cost of living thing. It costs so much. And that $24 an hour is like the equivalent to like $8 here where I live. People look at the prices where they live. Wow, rent for $700? Wow, to make $24 an hour? Woohoo! Only if you could find rent that cheap. Unless you just stay in a hostel, you find like some like cheap $40 a night hostel and you stay in one every night. But then still take $40 times 28. It's still not going to be that, still going to be, you know, and good luck doing that. It's still $1,020. Don't worry, folks. That's what people do. Where's my free call? Where's my free everything? I went to college. I shouldn't have to pay for it. Well, wait a minute. Maybe if you can't, they just don't want to work. They just don't want to work. That's the problem. See, when all these politicians want to take away, like Stacey Abrams sponsored a bill to let state agents seize Georgians' guns. Not like seize your gun, period. Not like, and then they'll say, well, no, we're not going to go after, no, it's just, no, if we're going to do what I call red flag laws, where if, when we deem you a threat, because we'll deem you a threat, guess what's going to happen? Oh, yeah. When we deem you a threat, oh, it's going to be fun. We're going to deem you a threat. We're going to take away your guns and right to have one. We'll make up anything. Yeah, you're a threat because since you didn't pay your parking ticket, you got a $25 parking ticket. You didn't pay it, so you're a threat. Red flag. We're going to take your guns, and they'll make up any excuse. Got about 10 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you're around the world. It's good to be back on the air. It is. Been so super swamped and busy. My wife's having surgery on both feet, so keep her in her prayers. See, I'd be off for like 4 weeks, and my wife and not work? Are you kidding me? But yeah, I'm going to get into some Premier League news. Huh. You say God ain't real? Miracles don't happen? Yeah. We got rid of Paul Pogba. Yes, sir. He was a decent servant, but I'm glad he's gone. And supposedly, it's been verified that he's looking at like a knee surgery or something, like a massive knee surgery, where he's going to be out for like who knows how long. Isn't that interesting? We get rid of him, thank God. I don't wish this on anybody. Don't misunderstand me, but it's kind of like, because if he was going to be part of our plans and then have to have knee surgery, I don't wish it on anyone, but he leaves us and then has to have knee surgery. I just hope he's, because I liked him. I don't know. He would always seem to like play for the national team and come back and I'm injured. Like, I don't think his heart was there. But then there's a lot of people that say that British people are treated differently than other players and all this stuff, and I don't know. I'm Glazers out, always will be. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I'm like, you know, he's like, well, because, of course, like, you know, like, Alex Ferguson was one of the greatest managers of all time. He was instrumental in getting Glazer. He was, from what I was told, a big chunk of getting the Glazers to Manchester United. And I think when he couldn't keep pulling rabbits out of his hat, and, you know, he was going to have to start totally revamping that team. And dearly, they ain't, you know, getting in one or two players here or there. No, that needed like a six players in, six players out type thing. Nope. He did what he had to do. And then when Dave Moyes came in, and I think a lot of players like, oh, I'm coming to Manchester United. And when I kind of verbally agree on stuff, that's when Alex Ferguson is in charge. And then when it's going to be David Moyes, okay, that kind of went to a heck in a handbasket and a heartbeat, you know, so I'm like, okay, what the heck? You know, I think Ten Hag is kind of like trying to nip in the bud, and I think what you're seeing is, hey, folks, you do good, I'll start you. You're not like there was a meme, and it had one of the Manchester United players going up to an Arsenal player, and he goes, in the second quarter, we put in Harry Maguire to give you a chance. And I think he put him in. Let's see. Can he? Because he can't. He's definitely not a captain. He can't. Can he be an Ole Gunnar Solskjaer and come in the last 20 minutes and nick a goal and help us out? And I think he's trying him out. And what I think Ten Hag is doing is genius. I think what he's trying to do is, like, this is the style of football I want to play, attack style football. We're not quite there yet, but I've got this style of football, and I'm not gonna sit there. Okay, we're gonna play park the bus. We're gonna play Jose Mourinho park the bus football. It's the best way to waste 90 minutes. You're gonna try to score really quickly, and then you just get a bunch of defensive people out there and try to make it impossible for them to score the goal. Park the bus. It's the perfect way to waste 90 minutes. Have you ever seen the Champions cartoon when they had Jose Mourinho United and he did the park the bus? That was, the game was hilarious. But it's one of those things, folks, that he's not doing that. He's like, okay, I'm not going to sit there like with two games in. We're not going to put five at the back and try to, this is what you know, so I'm going to try to help you out. Nope. I'm going to keep putting players and moving them around until I find the set that works. Are we a top five team? Yeah, we're a top five or six team right now. We've got a lot of improving to do. But there you go. Let's just see what happens, okay? Let's play it. Let's see what happens. Let's give it to God and see what happens. Because, you know, I think he's trying to do a style of attacking style of football and not back down. This is what we're going to do. If I got to move people around, okay, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to move people around. I'm going to move people around because that's what I'm going to do. And this is, it may not be exactly the style of football I want to play, but since the attacking style is not quite there yet, I'm going to slowly implement it, but I'm going to do it. We're not going to park the bus style football. We're going to, and I like it because I think it's a good thing. I think it's an amazing thing that he's kind of like, okay, two games with Maguire, lost. Okay, bye-bye. You're done. Okay, we'll see if you can all get a Solskjaer and come in the last 20 minutes and do something. If not, well, you might not even be a bench warmer. And we're paying you how much? Kidding me? I like it. I like that he's like, folks, you're not bringing in this fancy $1 million chef food. Carrington has food, and that's what we're all eating. He's nipping stuff in the bud. You know, these people that are pissing and moaning and whining, going to the media, you know, the Brits. Fred wouldn't have an idea what to do. You know, it's the British people are like... So I think it's exciting. I think finally we got the right coach. Now if we get the Glazers out, and I think it's going to come down to the stadium, honestly. I think it is the stadium. If they ain't got money, because that needs to be renovated. They need a screen. They need so much done in that place. And if not, if they don't go ahead and renovate and do stuff with that, they ain't got the money, they're going to have to sell. But that $3.75 billion, though, it's going to take like seven. I would seem six to take the team and then another billion just to do... to build a new stadium and get it up to snuff. And so it's exciting to see, like, I can't believe they got rid of Thomas Tuchel. When I saw that, I'm like, oh, you gotta be kidding me, they got rid of Thomas Tuchel? Wow, that was fast. You know, should he have been given more and more chances? I'd have thought maybe at least another 2 weeks or so. See what, you know. But hey, that's football for you. But I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of, you know. And it's nice to see that amongst, even though we score and we're winning, it's still like we want the Glazers out, we want Glazers out. And you're wondering, the more success we have, I'm like, hey, I don't know if I'm going to sell right now. But they got to do something. We got to get rid of them. But thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I really hope you feel a part of. And don't forget, folks, remember the story of the two farmers. Both of them prayed for rain, but only one went out and prepared his fields. Which one are you? God will send the rain when he's ready. You need to prepare your field to receive it. And there's also an MDA website that they have if you want to donate. So thank you. And for a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Wednesday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.